back at the National FFA Convention, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana today. Chad Baker for WITY, and I have the pleasure of talking with someone that is from many states away. Let's introduce her. Her name is Carly Carneal, and you are from, where, let's see, you're the back. We're Colorado. What's the town here? The Miami Yoder, Colorado. Carly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. How did you identify me here today?
So your guys' big sign, and like my dad listens to you guys, so I had to stop over and come say hi.
He listens to us. He's a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about what he does. Is there certain routes that he runs throughout the United States, or does he pick us up on the web, or just is he traditional radio and we just kind of fade in, fade out?
So he has like Spotify and like all those traditional podcast listening things, and he works for FedEx Freight. So he doesn't always know his route, but sometimes he goes to Alamosa, sometimes he goes to Lamar, sometimes Lyman. He never really knows where he's going to be until he gets to work.
Well, we know those FedEx Freight guys, they work hard and they're all over the place, and they made their way all over the nation here. So let's talk a little bit. Do you want to give them a shout out and say hi?
Hi, Dad. missing you. I know you and Mom are worried about me coming many, many states away without you guys, but I'm doing fine and having a lot of fun.
She has spent all of your money.
No, it's actually all my money, and I still got plenty of it left.
There you go. And I've talked with some chapter members. The gentleman that was just up here earlier talking, they said that they spent about $1,500. I'm like, you can get crazy in there if you're not watching it, right?
Yeah, I only brought $300 with me, so wow.
So let's talk about Carly. Tell us a little bit about your chapter, what you do.
So my chapter is from a small, small town in southeastern Colorado called Rush. The school's called Miami Yoder. This is my third year in FFA. I'm the reporter this year. My CDE has been livestock judging, and I've gone to state competitions both the years I've done that.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a good deal. Tell us a little bit about what farming is like in Colorado for folks that are listening here in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana that may not know the difference or may not have ever traveled out to Colorado.
So Colorado's kind of funny because it also depends where you are in the state and what you're farming, whether it's cattle, crops, whatever. Many, many, many years we've been in drought. You never know if we're getting rain. And the past couple of years we've actually gotten a lot of rain, and it seems to have brought more problems than solutions because it's been too much rain. So we're having cattle come down with pneumonia a lot more than we used to. Sure. We're having crops get overwatered or washed out, which is also creating problems on farmers.
Lots of insurance claims, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so definitely some intricate issues out there that we're not experiencing here. Of course, we had drought this summer, and we got rain right when we needed it. It did affect the crops a little bit, but I think overall with some of the hybrids out there, it's been nice. Talk a little bit about the terrain out there. I think a lot of people think Colorado, they think mountains, and that probably works a little bit better for cattle, but probably not as much for the row cropping.
So we're not all mountains, especially where I'm out and where my chapter is. We're plains. Okay. So the soil is really sandy, and so sometimes you don't get grass. Sometimes you do. It really depends where you're located. A bigger problem is prairie dogs. They spread like wildfire, and then they eat all your grass, and that causes problems for livestock.
You also mentioned off air you do a podcast. Talk a little bit about that.
So just this year, I started doing a district podcast. Not only my school, like a lot of people were thinking it was just for the school. It's not. It's for the whole district. So towns surrounding us, because we are a tri-county school. We serve Elbert, Lincoln, and El Paso County for students. And so there's surrounding towns like Callahan, Lyman, all those towns around us that I'm also trying to focus on. I haven't gotten many episodes in because I'm also really busy as a student who's also taking college and volunteering on the fire department.
Wow.
Yeah. My first episode, I interviewed our new superintendent and our principal, who has been our principal for years and years. She was a teacher beforehand, and she was the principal still when I was in kindergarten, and still is. I've done interviews with students, getting their input, because we have a lot of new policies up in our school, and just trying to get the community's input, and it's for the district, by the district. That's what my slogan is, so I definitely try and focus on the people, not the school.
Very nice. And you have an aspiring career in ag broadcasting, or is this just something that you're doing as more of a hobby?
This is more of a hobby. So last year, we switched our tech teacher mid of the year. So second semester, we had a whole new tech teacher. And she gave us an assignment where we had to hypothetically make a business, make a website, make plans, all of that, as if we were actually going to do it. And over the summer, I set in the plans, and I actually made this happen because this is something I was like, I can do this. No one else has done this. This is actually a really good idea that can bring our community together. And she was so excited when my first episode came out that she helped me put this together, and then I got it put together. So
very nice. Sometimes the best way is to blaze your own trail. You got a lot of subscribers for it, or how's that work out?
So it's still kind of small. I need to definitely work on marketing a lot more. My first episode had about 300 plays within the first 3 days.
Very nice. And how can folks that are listening find that?
So you can find it on Spotify. I'm working on branching it out to more algorithms, what it's called, Blue Thunder, a district podcast.
Blue Thunder District Podcast. Very good. So we'll definitely be looking out for that. Anything else you want to share with us, Carly? Any CDEs that you're into or anything else that you're into aside from FFA?
So I'm a very, very busy person, just like my family. I mentioned that I'm volunteering on the fire department. My dad's actually a lieutenant. He's also on the school board. My mom teaches at the school. I do volleyball. I manage track. I'm reporter for FFA. I'm in Stuco. I'm treasurer for FCCLA. I lead the high school division of yearbook. Like, I'm a very busy person, and I'm definitely there for the community. And I'm also in 4-H, and I run my own business, breeding, showing, and raising cows and goats.
Do you sleep?
Sometimes.
You know, you got to enjoy it and just exude that energy while you have it. It sounds like you're doing just that. Carly, once again, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for saying hi. And remember, the Blue Thunder District Podcast.
Yes, correct? Sir. Yes, sir.
Definitely check it out. All the best this week while you're here. Have a safe trip back.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Carly Carneal with the Miami Yoder Colorado chapter of FFA here at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. More reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.